Shalom, everybody! In our parsha, Yosef finally reveals himself to his brothers, and in the beginning of Perek Memhei, Yosef clears the room and he tells his brother, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. It's an incredible, powerful moment. But right before that, in the pasuk right before Yosef's revelation, the Torah says in Perek Memhei, pasuk Gimel, Vayitein es kolo bivchi, Yosef cried out. He cried out so loudly, but the pasuk continues that all of Egypt heard his cries, all of Paro's house heard his cries. And the Medrash Rabbah on our parsha, Parsha Tzadi Gimel Piskai Yudbeis, says the following, Kashem Shalopies Yosef Esechav Ela Bivchia. The Medrash says that just as the whole episode with Yosef came to a conclusion with crying, Yosef finally revealed himself and resolved so many years of confusion and pain for Yaakov and for his children, just as that ended with crying, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Goel Es Yisrael Ela Mitoch Bechia. So too says the Medrash, Bnei Yisrael will not ultimately be redeemed, and our many years of confusion and pain will not come to an end without crying. And the Medrash quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Ches, Bivchi Yavo'u Uvesachanunim Ovileim, says Hashem, they shall come, Bnei Yisrael shall come in cries, and I will bring them back with pleading and with begging, says Hashem. It's an incredible Medrash. However, what does it mean? What's the message? What's the connection between Yosef's cries and our cries? And furthermore, hasn't Bnei Yisrael been crying for almost 2,000 years? Where's the Geula? It's a chutzpah question. But we've cried and cried, and unfortunately there have been many, many reasons for us to cry. So if we can be a little chutzpah, we have to ask, where's the Geula? So these questions were asked by Rav Menachem Menashe. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He died in 1968. I'll say parenthetically that in the year 2015, Rav Shmuel Eliyahu Shlita, the chief rabbi of Tzfat today, quoted his father, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who was the chief rabbi of Israel, who died in 2010. He said, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said, that Rav Menachem Menashe was not only one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, he may be number one of all the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. If you please WhatsApp me privately, and I'm happy to send you a link to that statement. In any case, Rav Menachem Menashe wrote a number of Svarim called Ahavas Chaim, and it's there in Chelek Aleph that Rav Menashe asks these questions, and he gives the following beautiful explanation. He begins with a mashal to explain the medrash about Yosef's cries and about our cries as preludes to the geula. He gives the mashal of a king who had a rebellious son. The rebellious son had to be expelled from the kingdom. This prince wanders around. He becomes phenomenally poor. He ends up working for a man who's benevolent and pays him in shelter, and he pays him in food. And he's fine. And this prince works for so long for this guy that the prince eventually forgets he's even a prince. And eventually the boss dies, and the boss's son takes over, and the son treats this prince very cruelly, very badly, doesn't even feed him at all. And so this prince, who has forgotten he's a prince, is now dirt poor. And at this point, meanwhile, the king finally wants to be reunited with his son. He wanders around the whole kingdom looking for his son. And yes, he finds his way to this little village. And this poor beggar, who happens to be the prince, sees the king, comes out, falls on his knees, and he begs and he says, please, please give me bread. Please, please give me water. And the king looks at this miserable beggar and he realizes it's actually his son. And the king jumps off his horse and hugs him and he says, you're my son. You're the prince. You're begging for bread and water? You should be pleading for me to take you back. I'll of course take you back. But you've been so focused on your personal needs. You've been so focused on your bread and water. You really should have been begging for me to come back to you and get you. And then you would have had all the food and all the luxuries you can dream of. And that's the mashal. And the nimshal is clear, says Rav Menashe, we have been in galus for so long that we've forgotten that we're princes and we're princesses. Of course, we must beg Hashem to take care of our personal needs. Who else are we going to beg for those kind of things? But we've been in galus for so long that we've forgotten that we're princes and princesses. And he says, cry to get closer to Hashem. Cry to have Hashem take us back. We can't just cry for our own needs, which are of course important to Hashem. We cannot only daven for ourselves, we must daven for others. And we have to cry to come back to Hashem, for Hashem to come back to us. And we will be saved in Mirat Hashem completely and entirely. And that's what's happening in our psukim. When did Yosef cry? And for what reason? He cried when he saw Yehuda caring and working, not only for himself, but for his brother. And Yehuda, he also cried because he saw Yehuda caring and working for the whole family, for every single child to be reunited with their father. And that's exactly what we must do. We have to cry for ourselves, of course, but also cry for someone else, cry about someone else. And we cry for all of us, Imirtz Hashem, to be reunited with the Avinu Sheba Shamayim, so that we can experience Imirtz Hashem, the Geula Shalema. Have an amazing day, everyone.